Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Kimmel. Here we have as well two things that are chaloisin, that are, they're one carbon, but they're two entities. And we have a shayla biyachas to psula machshava legabe kviyu shem pigul between one and the other, similar to the concepts that we discussed over the last two Mishnahs. Hatoidim ufagel zalechem. Toido is a carbon. It's atypical. It's different than the regular shlamim, even though be'etzim is kedusha shlamim. A toido is a shlamim. But since it's brought to l'shem toido, it has a din, a gevissa din of kud. It's not kach kadoshim. It can be eaten by anybody in Yerushalayim. But it does have to be eaten liyam v'layla, chiddush ha-toyra. The second halacha is that a toida, as opposed to a shlomim, has lachmim. Comes together with four types of lachmim, three types of matzah, one type of chometz. It's always interesting that the korban toida, the parsha of the matzah and the chometz, the lachme toida, is in parsha tzav. It's not in parsha v'yikra, parsha tzav. Most years, Shabbos HaGodl, when we're talking about chometz and matzah, falls on parsha tzav. There's a lot of drush tying those two together. In any case, over here, the toida is mefagel salechem. The toida is keveya, the psule machshov in the lechem. The lechem is an auxiliary of the toida. But lechem any mefagel satoida, it doesn't work the other way. The lechem is the toffel to the toida, not the ikur. And therefore, the psule is not going to work the other way. But we have to work out the case. Ketzad. Hashoichet is hatoida. This is the Pashto case. He's shoichet the toida with a machshava lechem imena lemocha, with a machshava mefageles. He v'alechem mefugolim, the chalois shem kviyus pigles chal in not only the toida but in the lechem as well. Lechol min halechem lemocha. If the machshava is in the lechem, the chutzos manoi, halechem mefugol, the kviyus shem pigle is chal in the lechem, the toida itself doesn't have the chaloshim pigul because the machshava was in the lechem. The lechem can't create pigul in the toida. Hakvosim mefaglus halechem, v'alechem eni mefaglus hakvosim. The same idea. The kvosim, the shchita of the keves, makes the chalois matter on the lechem, not fakert. And therefore the lechem is an auxiliary. It's interesting because the korban is the shtei halechem betzim. The kvosim is a tofu. Dafen wissen. Ketzad. Hashoichet hakvosim lechem mehem lemocha. He shoichet the kvosim with a machshava mefagelas of the kvosim. Heim v'alechem v'vogolim. The lechem becomes pigul. Agav the kvosim. Ober. Lechem and alechem lemocha. Halechem mefugol. The lechem becomes mefugol. V'akvosim mefugolim. We split between the two. And the kvosim do not become pigul. Agav the lechem. There's a major machlokes for shoinim over here. It's not clear in the Mishnah, in a case where his machshava hamefagelus was in the lechem, so the lashon in the Mishnah is halechem mufugel, v'atoido einem mufugelus. The lashon of Rashi is ein onosho le'akoros. That means, soif kol soif, he did a maisa shchita, let's say, on the keves, and he did it with a machshava peselus. He did it with a machshava hamefagelus, more. Mefagelis, not just Peselis. He did it with a machshava mefagelis in the lechem. Are you going to say that that avoida is kosher and the kvosim, yotzi yidei kvosim, in the kvosim? Hard to believe. The machshava says that the maisa avoida is a maisa avoida psul. The maisa in Rambam is mevush nishtazoi. The Welt names on that it's machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that the korban oimid bishlei musoi. What's the machlokes? So here we have an interesting zach. Shaloy lishmo, this goes back to Yisoid from Zvokim. Shaloy lishmo is definitely the gedah advarim is that when there's a shchita sakorban, shaloy lishmo, the psul is a psul in the maisa shchita. But pigul, the machshova mefagelas hare is not a machshova biyachas to the avoid itself. It's a machshova biyachas to the avoid, shchita kabbalah elocha zwika or kmitza. V'chulei, legabi da'achila. Da'achila is not ma'akev in the seder ha'krovas ha'korban. So the way it works is, it's chal b'shas the matirim, b'shas da'avoidus adam, that there's a psul in the korban. It's not a psul in the avoida. So if we look at the place where the psul is chal, is not being able to affect the ikir, which is the kvosim, there's no psul in the avoida. Pigul is never a psul in the maisa avoida. It's a psul b'shas the maisa avoida in that destroys the relationship between matir and nitir. But it's not in the Maisa Avoida. So therefore the Maisa Avoida is kosher. That's what Mizayin the Mishnah would say. Kanir Rashi argues. So this is a very fundamental machlokes in this Indian. Mishnah Dalet. Here we have another example of two parts of a carbon, where one is the Iker and one is the Tafel. Every carbon has with it Nisochim. The Kedushas HaNisochim and its being Oymid L'Nisuch is Chal Ayideh HaKrovas HaKarbon. It becomes the Nisochim of that carbon. No. Says the Mishnah, Zevach Mefagels HaNisochim, a Machshova Mefageles of a carbon is Mefagel the Nisochim, which is a Tafel to it, like we just had, Legabe the Keves and the Lechem, Mishakotshu Bikli. At what point are the Nisochim Oymid LaKrovo LeNisuach? And they're chelik of the carbon when they were ready in the Scottish Bikli Shores. Just dedicating a barrel of wine, that this is going to be the wine that's going to be used for the Nisuch, does not give it Kiddush Sagov. This is a fundamental principle that a carbon, a behemoth, becomes Kodesh B'Kiddush Sagov Peshas when you declare it. It's Kodesh B'Peh. Mashenki Nisochim Minochos Achal the Kiddush Sagov the Shem carbon only when they're in the Scottish Bikli. So that's what he's saying. Mishakotshu Bikli, they have that Yachas of Iker and Tofel, and therefore the Shem Pigel, Machshova Mefagels, by the Zevach, is Kaveh the Chaloy Shem Pigel of the Nisochim. Now the Mishnah says Divrei Meir doesn't bring really the Shita of the Chachomim, that we'll have to see. The Das of the Chachomim over here is that the relationship between the Nisochim and the Zevach are not strong enough. They're not considered Iker and Tofel, they're considered two entities, and therefore one is not Mefagel the other. But Lamaisa, Lefi Shitzer May, that the two are part of one carbon, so certainly Zevach Mefagels HaNisochim. And Lefi the Klal that we had before, Nisochim and Mefagels HaZevach, because Nisochim is certainly a Tofel, Ketzer, Ashreches HaZevach. And the Kavona was Lecho Mimenu Lamochor, so then the Shem Pigels Chal, who Nisochim Befugolan on the whole thing. Lahakiv Minan Nisochim Lamochor, if the Kavona was to be Makiv, not to eat, because it's not Oimit Lachil, there's no Pigel on that, it has to be Nisuch, it has to be a machshava to be menasech the nisochim lemochos, then ha nisochim mufugolim, ve'azevach einoy mufugol.